Avos chapter 6, Mishnah 6, carrying on from the last Mishnah, listing the 48 ways in which the Torah is acquired. So this Mishnah is listing. The next one is Hamaker es Mekomor. Someone who has to be able to recognize his place. I mean, he has to know his own strengths and weaknesses, right? He has to know, right? V'samach b'chalko, he has to rejoice in his portion. He's got to be satisfied with his worldly, you know, what he has in this world. He has to make a fence around his words, meaning he has to express his thoughts with caution so he doesn't stumble, you know, and fall into error. He can't claim merit for himself. He shouldn't, like, you know, so, or he can't believe, like, what I've learned, you know, he mustn't do that. Or he's beloved by people for his virtuous conduct and manners. So he has to be the kind of person who's beloved. He has to be the kind of person who loves God, and this will come as a result of his Torah studies. And he also has to love mankind, right? He has to love justice, meaning, and he himself has to act in a just and straight manner. He has to love rebuke, meaning if he's doing something wrong, so he has to want to be rebuked. We have to want to be showed the right way. Over is Hamesharim, he has to love the straight course in life and consistently opt for the straight course in life. Misrachek min hakavod, he has to shun honor and run away from honor. Lo magis libo b'talmuda, he can't boast of his learning. Even in his own heart, he should know that whatever he's learned, he could learn more. Right? Shouldn't get cooked to with his, you know. V'ein l'samach b'hurei, and he mustn't delight in rendering decisions. So if he has to render a halachic decision, he should approach it with a little bit of awe and dread. Chas v'sham, that he should make a mistake over there. Noiseh ba'al im chavari, he should share the burden, ba'oil im chavari, should share the burden of his colleague. Meaning if a friend is suffering, so he should be moved to help out his friend. And he should tip his friend's scales to the side of merit. So if he sees someone over there who's vacillating between like sin and virtue, he should encourage the person to take a virtuous path. He should establish himself in truth, meaning that if a friend fails to meet a certain requirement of halacha, he should correct his error and put him straight. He should establish peace. You should see that if a discussion develops into an argument, so you should remind the people over there that they have amicable relations, and they can have a disagreement without getting personal, right? Ms. Yashav Libo Batalmuda, his mind should be settled in his study, meaning his study should display a calm and regular rather than impulsive and sporadic disposition. He should be right calm in his study. Surely, Meshiv, he should ask and answer rather than posing riddles. His question should be designed to facilitate comprehension. Shouldn't just be asking questions, you know, to, you know. Shomer Umosif hearkens and adds, carefully sifting opinions advanced by others. He should sift through them and you know, take what needs to be taken and leave behind what doesn't. Halomet al Manas Lamed, he should learn in order to teach, by rehearsing his lessons so that he can teach others, and then he'll fortify his own knowledge. V'alomet al-menas lasos, he should also learn in order to practice. It's not just about learning, we've said this before, but it's about practicing at the end of the day. Hamachakim es raboy, he should enlighten his teacher by asking relevant questions, so then the teacher has to go and delve into the subject more. So he should ask good, relevant questions. V'makavein es shmuaso, he should note with precision his lessons, meaning probing the essence of the various doctrines advanced by the teachers. And lastly, he should convey a thing in the name of its author, meaning if he's going to give over a teaching, he heard that from somebody else, he should give over the teaching in the name of the person who he heard it from. And you always see that. I mean, you're doing that now. This rabbi said, that rabbi said. That's the way... and then finish off this Mishnah. Anyone who says over a teaching in the name of its author brings like redemption to the world. Shinemar, as we see from the story of Purim, from Esther and Mordechai, that it says, V'toymer Esther lemelech, that Esther said to the king, B'shem Mordechai, in Mordechai's name. So you see that Esther quoted Mordechai, and that divine, you know, redemption came to Israel, divine relief. Mm. come to Israel through that story over there. So there you see that whoever conveys a teaching in the name of its author brings redemption to the world.
Mm.